It's taken me until the age of 49 to have really wonderful sex. I think that's not bad. Some people don't experience good sex until they're 60. I often see secretly smiling 60-year-olds when I'm out and about. Then again, some people never have it at all. My grandmother told me she'd never had an orgasm. She would discuss sex with a frankness that surprised and embarrassed my mother. Maggie, her good pal, had described an orgasm to her. Maggie says it's a kind of a spasm. A great spasm that shakes and shakes a core of you till you're good for nothing. Like a tree in a wild winter storm, a good orgasm could actually uproot you, Maggie had told my grandmother. That was why she left her husband of 40 years and ran off with a woman. A womanly woman, actually, my grandmother said with more than a hint of wistfulness. The first orgasm of Maggie's entire life uprooted her. She lives down south now. Oh, what a shame, I said, delighted. My grandmother nodded, sipping her tea, a little sorry for herself. Then she snapped out of it. It's not one of my biggest regrets, never having an orgasm, if you're good for nothing afterwards, she said, sensibly. Most of her life, she said, her proud neck shaking a little for double emphasis, she was good at something. Even my bread bin was clean, she said, half angrily, like some woman had got away with having dirty bread bins. Even the washing in my line was colour coordinated, she said, furious now, like other women had got up with mixing colours in the line. I tried to look admiring. I was in my early 40s when we had that conversation and was beginning to think I'd never find it either. What's all the fuss about, I'd say to pals in similar situations, out for consoling meals in romantic restaurants, surrounded by 60-year-olds in love. Am I missing something? I'm going to skip that bit. It's a bit too much for Kettle's Yard. Sorry. Oh God, I'm skipping that bit too. Don't know why I've done this to myself, sorry. The next lover was Sally. She That's so funny. Why is that funny? Is my what?
Oh, the previous one.
Oh, the previous one, sorry. I thought you said your fly stand. Sorry. I had to go and check. Not doing the previous one, no. The next lover was Sally. She was an incredibly quiet person. She hardly spoke. I spent all my time trying to draw her out, open her up. She was so shy, she tied herself up in knots. She'd start a sentence and then get shy of her own sentence and turn back. It was like she was always looking for some brackets to hug her. I feel like, Sally would say, and I say yes, and she'd say, never mind. I think I'm feeling, Sally would say, yes. Nothing. To one day I said, you're such a tease. And she blushed and she said, oh, no, I'm not a tease. And she pulled me towards her and kissed me, thrusting her tongue right into my mouth. But then when I got into bed with her, I was so surprised. Sally made so much noise having sex, so much noise for such a quiet woman. She almost blasted me out of the bed. I nearly jumped out of my skin. I'm going to jump that as well. Sorry. Help me! No, I'm not reading on. I began to think my grandmother was right, that she hadn't missed all that much. The lovers I had either seemed to run away with their orgasms as if they were secret nuts to nibble on someplace far from me, or they shrieked the place down, making elaborate and excruciating expressions on their face, slapping the bed and slapping me and frightening the hell out of me. Those ones made me feel like I was trapped in some sort of Edinburgh Fringe performance show. Then, just when I'd nearly given up, I met her, Martha. We were sitting opposite each other on a train. We chatted for quite a while, and I fell asleep for a little dreamlike time. When I woke up, Martha smiled at me. There was something in the way that she smiled, a kind of openness. I just knew then, that I would wake up to many more times of Martha smiling at me. We courted for a long time, months and months, drinks, dinners, chats, emails, texts. And then one night, she was round at mine and the thing happened to me. It went all the way through me. It sped back to my birth and hurtled towards my death. It went through me like a train, like a boat upturning, like a tree in a wild storm. A couple of days later, I phoned my 85-year-old grandmother to say that her pal Maggie had not been exaggerating. "I've got a new woman in my life, Gran," I shouted down the phone. She was very hard of hearing. "Good," she says. "Good, but has she got a clean bread bin?" Thank you very much.